Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I am Jenna, and I want to say thank you again for listening, tuning in. I see your text, good morning, saying hello. Thank you so much. Michael from Pensacola, thank you for tuning in. Appreciate y'all so much for being faithful listeners and being interested. Some people ask, like, what can I do from home to get involved in different community efforts? And I will send you that answer for sure. But I told you we had somebody in studio with us, our friend Troy Uchauffeur.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. From Change Unchained has a free event coming up that we want the community to come to.
Yeah. So from August to December, 3 days a week out in Perdido at Helen Caro Elementary School. We had been doing a free outdoor boot camp in the evening to bring awareness to child exploitation and human trafficking here in Pensacola. If you know me, if you know my wife, if you know anything about this organization, you know that this topic is incredibly important to us. It's a personal issue. But once December rolled around and the weather kind of turned south.
Oh, it got cold.
It got cold. It got rainy.
And dark.
And it was the holidays. So I suspended the boot camp for a little bit. And now we are back. The weather's a little bit better. And I am about to transfer because I am active duty military. But we're going to do one more shindig.
Yes.
So on Saturday, March 27th, 10 a.m., it is no strings attached, right? So bring yourself, bring your crew, 10 a.m., come out to Helen Caro Elementary School, and we're going to do a free workout. So on top of it being a free workout, obviously our whole goal is to bring awareness to exploitation and trafficking in the area. So we have representatives, like we just crossed paths with Kelsey, right?
Right.
So Kelsey from NECI, Sarah from NECI is going to be there. We're going to have Kristen Lipscomb from The Secret Place. We're going to have representatives from Guardian Ad Litem. Mm-hmm. And oh my gosh, I'm missing one.
Call to Rescue and Class Kids. We're going to get our buddies.
Dennis and Shannon Murray from Class Kids and Call to Rescue, the organization that my wife and I happen to be incredibly embedded with that I just forgot to mention will be there as well. And they're going to give a couple minute little spiel about their organization to everybody that's in attendance and give you an opportunity to get involved.
Right. And so if you've been on the fence, I mean, first of all, we're going to talk about the free event in a second. But if you've been on the fence, we really encourage the community to join hands. It takes a human chain effect effort to link arms in just making our world better. And this is like a selfless effort on their behalf to be able to bring an event that it's fun. There's going to be upbeat music. There's going to be a lot of characters. I can't wait to be reunited with so many of the girls and guys that, you know, made boot camp so much fun.
That's
too.
Right.
There's just people there. Come as you are. You don't have to, you know, get fit before you come hang out.
Absolutely.
There's
not.
Different levels, right?
Yeah. So I will gear everything towards the individual. It's not everybody has to be on the same, you know, fitness tier in order to attend. There's all ages, all body types. It doesn't matter. And you brought up a good point about, you know, the chain of events that take place in this topic. So I want to touch real quick because Kelsey was here. Her and I haven't really worked together before, but my wife has been part of the fashion show helping out with that. We've been, you know, we know Sarah and yourself and others involved with NECI, but to give an example of what this boot camp has done, so there is a young lady named Katie.
Yes,
so I know you know Katie, right?
I do.
So I don't want to embarrass her. I'm not going to give out her last name. But Katie was a client of mine years ago when I was doing personal training before this turned into a free boot camp. And she started coming back for this and really was not aware of the topic of trafficking and exploitation and then got heavily involved when this boot camp thing started. Well, she is now she has gone from pretty much unaware of the entire topic to attending the boot camp to meeting somebody from NECI at the boot camp to now being like a full-fledged, like
she's the volunteer coordinator.
I didn't even know what her title was.
I have a list of names.
That's unbelievable.
In the best way.
So just in a matter of months, this is the example of what has transpired just through something as simple as having a 40-something-year-old dude scream at you to do burpees.
Or flip a tire
or throw battle ropes and kettlebells.
But the other thing though is like, you know, a lot of people are starting to kind of come out of their hiding, out of their shells and get outside. It's warming up again. And it's always fun when you work out with people. I mean, I for years was afraid to, because I was afraid, honestly, of what people would think of me.
Yep, same.
But you've seen me out there, and I'm a giant goofball. I'm out there. Same. I can just turn a basic sit up into something weird. I just.
So I know that we are approximately 12 to 13 months into our current country and global situation, which has turned. Let's be honest, that some folks have gotten a little quarantubby, right?
Yes. So, okay, so, listen, preach it to the choir over
so
here.
So here's the, I just read an article, right, that the average American, this is just average, so some people are a little lower, some are a little higher, and some are much higher. The average American has gained 15 pounds.
The freshman 15, yeah, but it's in the pandemic.
Exactly. The pandemic 15. Which is, that's crazy to think about. One workout isn't going to overall change your life as far as, you know, getting fit and losing all the weight that you want to lose, but it's a jump off point.
Yes.
And these individuals that came to this boot camp from August to December, I just found out that a large majority of them continued doing this just without me. And in fact, most of them told me they enjoyed it more because they didn't have some dude screaming. I'm just kidding. I love them. But you'll be able to meet like-minded people who have the same goals possibly that you do. And even after this Saturday workout, which is, let me reiterate, this will be Change and Chain's final free boot camp that we're putting on. Due to an array of reasons, but mostly because the Navy has said, hey, Chief, you can't stay here no more.
Right.
So
isn't it fun when they do that? You're like, excuse me.
Approximately every 3 years.
Right? Yeah. And a huge shout out, can I just say, to all of our military families, to everybody who's active that continues to, y'all knew pivot before anybody from Friends said it, before anybody during the pandemic said it.
I love the Friends reference right there. That just made my day. Ross with the couch.
When I heard that, I was like, okay, I can see some comedy, but people were really serious about like pivoting their lifestyle for the pandemic.
Yep.
The pandemic pivot, not the couch pivot. But they've been pivoting their, I for one got used to coming home every day and having a glass of wine and chips and salsa like I was being paid to do it.
Yep.
And after time, it will add up. And so I'm a runner. I like to lift weights, but I love running. And so I was like, oh, I'll just run a little bit. And, I'll run the next day. So many of us did it. Or people who, what are they called? The gym people. Oh, we can't say it. But, the gym people, they like the gym, the buff guys, and they to go to the gym. But they're like, I can't go anymore. Or I'm not wearing a mask. I'm not going, right?
So let me tell you a little something. So back in the day, how I even got into this whole fitness thing was I used to be pretty large and in charge. I was 328. I weighed three. So I'm not going to go through that whole story, but I lost a bunch of weight, right?
And fitness became, you look great.
Fitness became a lifestyle. So when the pandemic hit, I'm a gym rat. I love going to the gym.
Yes.
But they shut down. And when all started, we were stationed in Utah. So my wife actually worked at, I'm not going to name them, but it's a chain gym,
sure,
one that was there, and everything just shut down, right? And so even after a couple months, folks that were living that lifestyle of fitness, like I felt I stepped on the scale once, because every six months in the military you got to weigh in anyway, and I'm like, oh no. So I was a runner too, but I bought a recumbent bike. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
I have become so addicted to that.
I've seen it. You're getting some miles in there.
Yeah, right. Right. Exactly. Exactly. Listen. So I'm sitting down. And so now it's become like this thing where I'll do like 20 to 25 miles a day on a recumbent bike, which takes about 60 to 90 minutes. But now I find myself not wanting to go outdoors do workouts because it's become such a habit. Plus, I get the comfort of watching YouTube while I'm working out. So I got to break that habit as well. I am, super grateful, though, that I've had an opportunity to keep, somewhat of a fitness level going through all this nonsense we have going on.
Absolutely. I love that. And hey, we have more to chat with. And if you have a question about the free fitness boot camp coming up at the end of the month, feel free to text or call in 437-1620. Stick around.
Your intro music is bumping. I love it. The Hall & Oates is my favorite so far, though.
The Hall & Oates, their album covers make me laugh, all of it. And so a little Talking Heads is really important on a Thursday morning, especially when we're talking about getting to boot camp and getting our burn on for free. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. And you know what? If you have a question about boot camp, maybe you want to know, and I'll ask it for you. I see one just coming in. Please feel free to text in 437-1620. What do we have to bring to the boot camp? Is there a pre-register?
Yep. So there was. So changeunchained.com, and I know it's a tongue twister. changeunchained.com has a tab that says fitness boot camp, but we have deactivated that at this time. So the short version to answer your question is no. There will be a small questionnaire that'll be passed out when you come, just to see if there's any pre-existing conditions that I need to be aware of or whatever. But as far as bringing stuff, so wear proper workout attire, right? Wear proper shoes. Don't come in heels or Crocs like I'm wearing currently.
Please just, can you throw your Crocs away?
We're going to circle back to that because I love Crocs. What is most important that you bring is a full size towel or mat.
Yes.
And plenty of drinking water. And it's also worth noting that this is an outdoor boot camp, right? So we're at a track and field, at an elementary school. So there is no like public restrooms. So just be aware of that because that typically is the first thing somebody asks. Hey, and I'm like, yeah, there's trees.
So. There is. I mean, I grew up in the woods, so we kind of got used to it.
Yeah.
Exactly. I love hiking. You just get used to it. If you got to go, you got to go. And if it's really worth it to you, you go.
So along with it being outdoor boot camp, so we're handcuffed to what weather happens, right? So let's say the weather turns really, really south. The best way to keep on track on if we'd have to delay or cancel the event and push it to another time, just go to Facebook, type in Change Unchained, like our page, and we give updates all the time on there, and we will definitely update concerning this event.
Yeah. And so just a reminder, especially, we were talking before, this isn't just one time event. If you're looking to make new friends, there are people who come from all over. This is at Helen Caro Elementary.
Yep.
And that's considered the Perdido area, correct?
It is. Yes, it is.
But people come from all over. Navarre, Milton, Cantonment, Molino, Pensacola area.
Yeah, I mean, there's people that were driving an hour a day one way just to attend, which is incredible in and of itself. But yes, and on top of that, if you weren't listening before, like this group of people has become so, I know everybody says it, right? Every gym says, we're not a workout group, we're a family. Well, listen, no, you're not, one, okay? Not everybody is.
Right.
but this group really, really is.
Oh, absolutely.
It's very, very close knit, and not close knit like they're a circle and you have to try to penetrate to get involved. No, like it's very welcoming, very warm. And it is for all ages, body types, whatever your fitness level is. So I know one of the questions a lot of people were asking before was kids. So what's the age range that people can come? As far as participating in the workout, it is 12 and up.
Okay.
All right. But even if you have children, it is at an elementary school track and field, which has swing sets and monkey bars and sticks and stones.
Oh, they have so much fun. They can run the track.
Yeah. Yeah.
They can point and laugh at us.
Don't let that push you away if you have super young ones. They are more than welcome to come.
Yeah. Maybe make it a family event too, where you can bring them out. That's the other thing is, I know just because of being an attendee of the free boot camp, when people talk about initiatives and give you an opportunity to get involved in different organizations around town, whether you're on the fence about becoming a gal for Guardian Ad Litem and, you know, having that role in a child's life, or maybe you're looking to help with an event and you want to help behind the scenes or become a sponsor or whatever it is, you can bring your family. There's not going to be a discussion that makes you uncomfortable. It's literally just people sharing their mission, coming together, because being fit also, let me just tell you, is also really important, not just in life, but in ability to live out your purpose.
That's right.
And Troy, he has his story where, you know, he said, I wouldn't use those words, but he was heavier and he did what...
I was fat.
But he did what he needed to do and became an expert along the way and did his research. And so this is also not just a Joe Schmo from Kokomo leading...
Right.
You like that. Leading a boot camp. This is somebody who has the knowledge, has the expertise, and is willing to help you hit that launch pad in order to start your fitness routine. We have more with Troy when we come back. Hang around.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's...
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna, and we have been chatting with my friend Troy Uchauffeur from Change Unchained. He is inviting you, wherever you are, whoever you are, however fit you are, to come to a free event March 27th.
Let's cover it one more time for those in the back, just so we can get max participation. Right, so Saturday, March 27th at 10 a.m., just plan on arriving 10 to 15 minutes early, especially if you've never done this before, because there's a small questionnaire that I need you to answer before we kick off. We are doing a free outdoor fitness boot camp. It is from ages 12 and up. Feel free to come out. Also, you can bring your younger kids, since it's outdoors, out at an elementary school, at Helen Carroll Elementary School, which is 12551 Meadson Road, M-E-A-D-S-O-N. Come on out, bring your kids. They can play on the playground. Bring water, bring a full-size towel, and you're also going to have an opportunity to meet representatives from all the other exploitation and anti-trafficking organizations in the area to learn how to get involved.
Excellent. Perfect, Troy. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
I hope to see y'all there too on March 27th. You'll see me. And you'll hear me again tomorrow. So join in. It's my favorite day of the week because we'll maybe have some puppies or kitties in for Frisky Friday.